This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Jason and I were talking about shoes. And I said to him, yeah, I had a pair of Red Wing boots, and I still have them. And they needed new soles. So I had them for about 15 years, and it was time. And so I called up a boot company, a shoe company in the big city, Springfield, Missouri. And I said, so, y'all... Y'all put soles on boots, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. So what does that cost? And the number was like $85. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I think you got me wrong. Now, I'm not looking to buy a new pair of boots. I'm just looking to have some soles put on. And the guy said, yeah. So if you don't think prices have gone up, wow. Because when I was a child, you could get that whole job done for $7.50. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right from the Ozark Mountains here in the United States. And if you'd like to call us and be on topic, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up while we're live, which is between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you so much, Global Star and Todd Waite. Rick Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you for calling me Rick. I appreciate that. You betcha. I'm about to release the Kraken. I've had enough of everything. And when I say that, I'm starting with my telephones and the quality. I need you to give me 2 clicks more volume, please.
Okay, so 1 clicky, 2 clickies. How about that?
3 clicky, 4. No, I need 2 more. I will not until it's right.
Jason, that's up to you, because you got more clicks.
Now, the phones are so distorted that today, even with people here listening, cannot understand how I'm able to do radio. I can't hardly understand anyone. That's how bad my phones have gotten. I'm planning, when I have the money, to go out and buy some new phones. But I'm telling you, I will not buy anything from China anymore. Everything I buy from China deteriorates within 6 years. It's no longer any good. And so that's my first rule. If it's from China, I'm allergic to it. Period. End of that story. I've had
okay.
It's either going to be old school, used from, I don't know, from, you know, Mailox, whatever. I don't care where it's from. I want something that works, even if it's old. And everything that I have bought that's new wears out way too fast. What's that? It's an old concept that I'm going to change. What was that television that they used to fix rather than repair?
The one you're probably talking about is Curtis Mathis.
Yes, Curtis Mathis. That's where we're going with things that we use in our home from now on. I'm going to go to that concept right out of the gate as one of the first things I teach children.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying this, Rick, because for tomorrow, I'll be talking about some tips from my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book. And one of the topics I'll be teaching is about how to make your appliances last longer and how to repair some of them yourselves, including your washing machine with an agitator. Our washing machine is, it's got to be 20 years old now, at least, maybe 25. And it's a Whirlpool. And if you ask a person, and I won't say salesperson, I don't know what these people are that are standing around in the appliance department at a big box store. If you ask them, so how long does this last? If they tell you the truth, and you're talking about a washing machine or a refrigerator, they'll probably tell you 6 or 7 years. Now, I would be frosted if our refrigerator quit after 6 or 7 years. I'd be frosted if it quit today because it's been going for 15 years. And I bought a 33-year-old chest freezer. And I was delighted to buy it because it was an old one, not a new one. I don't want a new one. I mean, you can go to a big box store.
There you go.
Well,
that's the first rule. You don't buy anything new anymore because it's going to break.
Let me share a story with you. This is unbelievable. I was going to talk about this tomorrow. But since Rick mentioned it, let me tell you now. So I was redoing the studio years ago, and I bought some wire. And I bought it in a box, and it was on eBay. And it was 16-gauge wire, and I thought, this looks all right, because it's got a red-jacketed wire and a black-jacketed wire inside a white sheath. So it's two wires. One's red, covered with insulation. The other's black. It's copper wire. And it has a white sheath over that. And I could use that for driving my speakers in the studio. So I bought a 500-foot roll of it on eBay. It was about $40 shipped. And it came in, and it was from China. And I looked at it, and it looked okay. So I hooked it up for the speakers, and it worked fine. Well, I took a hunk of it, and I brought it outside, not much, maybe 4 or 5 feet. And I hooked it up to a solar panel that I use for charging a battery that's used to power the electric fence at the farm. And stopped working. And I looked at the wire, and the jacket had cracked in the sun. The covering had cracked. And just bended a little bit, and it cracks in half. And then I looked at the wire, and the wire had cracked. And the wire had turned to dust inside the red and black insulation. Now, I believe the cause of this is the moisture outside, combined with the fact that the Chinese probably didn't flush the acid, the cleaning acid off the copper wire when they made the copper wire. The acid inside the insulation caused it to corrode and turn to dust. And when I say dust, I don't mean particles. I mean copper oxide. That's what I mean. And the wire was totally useless. And wherever I bent it, it turned to dust. It was worthless. Now, that's an example of an implied warranty that is worthless. Now, when you buy a piece of copper wire, you expect it to work. Now, connected in that same circuit was probably a 15-year-old or older piece of lamp cord made in the United States. No problems whatsoever. So, same use, same location, same exposure. The Chicom wire failed within a couple years, and the American wire lasted. Now, the only problem is when you go to buy American wire, there aren't many American wire manufacturers left. They've all been driven out of business.
That's what gets changed first. What we have today is an opportunity to change things and make them better. Now, we used to think things were better with the Fed and money. No, that's not right at all. In fact, we always complained about that. So basically, having to get rid of paper money is a good thing. The bad thing is you have to get to push the pad for your passwords by everybody touching that same location with different numbers. There's where the problem lies right there. And so that's why you use a glove when you do passwords. That's the only time you need to use a password. The person putting the package up on a shelf is probably not sick, or he'd be at home already. So what you have to do is realize where your real needs are in terms of protecting yourself from this creepy so-called virus. You know, they were, Bilderbergers were actually planning this and had a meeting, which is published, back in October, 5 months ago. Everybody was planning to have this thing happen. Why? Well, one reason, a good reason, is that things need to change. The way they were is not right. The way they are, and when they would like them to go, is also not right. But that's too bad. We have an opportunity to make some changes now. Let's talk about one, food. How many people have been just taking for granted buying their food at the store? What's wrong with that? Where did the food come from? Did it come from local farmers? No, it didn't. So now we have an opportunity to start buying more from local. Oh, but we can't. Those are the farmers' markets and crowds. I'm going to tell you something. That part is bogus. It's where you touch pads, where there's a large volume of people using credit cards. That's where you're going to get your virus. And so if there is a virus, okay, well, that's the other part of it. I think
let's talk about this for a second.
I'm sorry?
Let's talk about the credit cards for just a second.
Sure.
So Discover, the credit card company of which I have a credit card. I've had it since the day, well, the year they opened up. My account has been with them, and I like them. I really like Discover the best of MasterCard, Visa, and Discover. Discover is my favorite. Well, they treat me the best. They have just announced that they are reducing credit limits right now. So if you have a high credit limit, you may not have that same high credit limit because they are systematically and continuously reviewing who is using the credit cards for what. Now, people are trying to, now they're buying online, right? They've been forced away from currency because, you know, I'm talking about Federal Reserve notes and tokens. They've been forced away from that because they're buying online. Well, how do you buy online without a credit card? I think it's pretty difficult. So now they've got us by the throat. Most of us are using electronic means, meaning credit cards, and now the credit card limits are going down. So not only are they limiting our choices, where we used to be able to go and buy whatever we wanted and as much as we wanted, now we are reduced to you can only buy one of each item if they have it at all, and now the credit card limits are going down. Now, why is that? Because I think the banks, the credit card banks, know what's coming. They know that people are, they figured out that the banks have been ripping them off for so long that now it's the people's turn. They're going to charge whatever they need to charge to buy food to survive and then not worry about the credit card bill when it comes in because they've lost their jobs. If you look at how many people have lost their jobs, there's a story on the internet that 565 Americans have lost their job for every confirmed coronavirus death in the United States. So one guy dies, 565 lose their jobs. That's what's happening right now. It's unprecedented. It's never happened before in the United States. And this I've called this, and let me be very clear on this. I've used the words corona panic. And I said from day one that the virus is real and it will kill people. But the real big problem that we're facing is the corona panic. What ensues from the virus, which means the job loss, the supply chain cracking, the fact that we're overwhelmed with crude oil. 50 million barrels are on its way. And we have
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens toxins and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about the corona panic. And I just want to make it really clear that I absolutely believe that this virus is real. I believe it's man-made. I believe most, if not all, of the conspiracy theories that are out there. One, that it would reset the economy, that it would cause people to die, that it would impact the election, that it would allow control by those in charge, whoever they are, of us, the little people, how it would destroy markets, how it would destroy businesses. I believe all that.
That is able to make the decision that so many people need to die for us to cause changes that need to happen? What kind of personality is needed to make that kind of a decision?
Well, obviously, it's a defective personality, right?
I'm telling you, there's something seriously wrong with management. And when I say that, I will not participate in that regard. I will not do it. Imagine what is happening right now in Africa. That's wrong. It's like greed is good.
Yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with these upper management individuals that would even think they would like to be president or in politics in some form. It's a sickness. sickness that needs to be called out and pointed out and shown to everybody that somebody can make the decision that this panic part, there will be 100 times that die from the panic than from the virus itself.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that. You know, Rick, when I had a job, which was a long time ago, last time I had a job, in the big world was 1989, and I used to have a saying, and it's my saying, and it was about some of my bosses, and that saying was really simple. It was, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long?
How does it feel to work with somebody as your boss that's stupider than you?
That's exactly what I'm saying. How did that guy... Well, I got to tell you, I got hired one of my first jobs out of the university. I was hired by a government organization. And they hired me away from a Fortune 100 company. They paid me it looks like about 50% more. They just said, hey, we'll pay you a lot more. And it was so much money at that time that it was hard to say no. So I agreed. And in order to pay me that much money, and I'm not bragging, class, because what happened was I was making... at a Fortune 100 company right out of the university in 78, for example. I had my master's, and I guess it was 76. I was making a little over $11,000 as a financial analyst. And then I was promoted within 6 months to a computer systems designer. And they were paying me around 13 and change, which was a really big increase in terms of percentage for 6 months on the job. And then I was offered to go to the government. They said they would pay me $16,000. That's right after I got the six-month increase. And then I said, no, I appreciate it. $17,000. I said, no, really, I'm happy where I am. $18,000. I said, no, I'm really happy where I am. $19,000. This government organization went to the Secretary of Labor in the state government in order to get an increase override for me, just for me. And so at the highest level of state government, just to pay me what they thought they needed to pay me, and I said no. And they said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a $1,000 moving bonus. Will that do it? $20,000. Will you do it? I said, okay. So the reason I'm telling you this story is it ties to exactly what Rick said. Now, the guy who was my boss, the guy I would report to, made less than that. And it frosted him. So he lobbied using my salary to raise his salary. And that's where that, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long came from. We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Weekly first-time jobless claims numbers are out, still in the millions. The Labor Department saying in this morning's report that 4.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for benefits last week, and that's pretty much right in line with what analysts were expecting. It is down a bit, though, from the previous week's over 6.5 million new claims. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have spiked this month. On the 1st of April, slightly fewer than 4,800 Americans had died from the virus. By this morning, that number has increased almost tenfold to nearly 47,000. President Trump not on board with the governor of Georgia's decision to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities.
The president saying, though, that the governor, Brian Kemp, must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling on China to allow inspectors into sensitive laboratories like a Wuhan facility amid concerns over the source of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary Pompeo says these facilities are still open in China as research continues.
These labs are still open inside of China. These labs that contain complex pathogens that were being studied. It's not just the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There are multiple labs inside of China that are handling these things. It's important that those materials are being handled in a safe and secure way.
China continues to refuse to share samples of the original virus known scientifically as SARS-CoV-2.
We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
I'm John Clemens.
And the first ever virtual NFL draft is just hours away from beginning. The three-day event was originally set to be held in Las Vegas, but all live events have been canceled there because of the outbreak. Instead, all teams will make their picks from their homes. And Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections. He, too, will be at his home. The Cincinnati Bengals already expected to pick LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Catch us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your
take. My
when you go
to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Nelly.
I'm going to reset. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. But you come and go. Let's do another test. Can you give me some feed, please? Okay. Well, Jason, you're going to have to moderate then because I cannot hear anything except you. Okay, so class, we're having some technical difficulty. And I'll tell you when it started. It started immediately when Dr. Richard Allen Miller started talking about the Bilderbergs. I could see it on my screen. And it's been
That's right.
Intermittent ever since. Well, all right, Rick, let me share this with you. It looks like we're back. So we're talking about management. And here's management failures in the corona panic. All right, so headlines from the Star Tribune. .com, egg demand shifted and 61,000 Minnesota chickens were euthanized. So a contract farmer was forced to lose 61,000 chickens and maybe his livelihood. So what does that mean? Well, this farmer, this was on Wednesday. It goes on to say, the article goes on to say, that Kerry Mergen, a contract egg farmer near Albany, Minnesota, got word on Wednesday that the chickens in his barn would be euthanized. A crew showed up the next morning and started gassing the birds with carbon dioxide. The sudden drop in demand for food at restaurants, school cafeterias, and caterers shut down by the pandemic has ripped through farming. Milk has been dumped, eggs smashed, and ripe lettuce plowed under. And that's all true. Absolutely all true. Now farms are beginning to see animals killed sooner than planned. Mergen said he initially couldn't believe it when a field manager from Daybreak Foods, Wisconsin firm that owned and paid for the feed for the flock for the 6,100 birds, said they might be killed early. His contract called for the flock to produce eggs until the fall. It says, I was wrong, and the company decided to do it anyway, meaning kill the birds. So they killed 61,000 chickens. Now, why did they do that? Let me explain how these factory farms work. So a big company, like a big name that you might recognize in the chicken industry, would work with farmers and say, I'll tell you what, we will help you go into the egg business or the chicken business. And what we'll do is we'll design the chicken house, the chicken barn. And typically they are, let's say, 40 feet wide by 350 to 400 feet long. And it's a, you know, several hundred thousand dollar barn. And the fan and equipment and the timers and the lighting and the watering and all that. They will design it. And all you do is go to the bank with the loan application, with the business plan that's been provided to you by the big company, the big chicken company. And you talk to your loan officer. You say, I'm going into the chicken business. I want you to lend me, $500,000 or $1 million. And we're going to put in these barns, and here's the cash flow, and here's the income statement, all the pro forma statements. And it looks like it's going to be a big deal, and we're going to make a lot of money, and we're going to be able to pay the loan back. And then the bank lends the money. And now, after the barn is in place, the waterers or the wells drilled, and all that is done, the infrastructure to raise all these chickens, and the equipment to handle the dead birds and the manure and the bobcats and all that, backhoes. After all the concrete's in and the siding's in, the roof's in, the chickens arrive. Now, where do the chickens come from? Well, they are provided by the big chicken company. The chicken company owns the chickens, or the chicks. The farmer raises them, and the farmer is provided the chicks and the feed by the big company. And then 59 days later, the big company comes with their trucks and picks up the chickens. You know, these are would be meat birds, okay? And then, after a while, the next batch of chickens chicks are delivered, and that's the way it goes. So the farmer doesn't own the chickens, and he doesn't buy the feed; he just has the property and the note for the farm and the building. And so this guy, when they killed the chickens that didn't belong to him, the income went to zero because he was paid 15.5 cents for per dozen eggs. 15.5 cents for every dozen eggs. And they produced 4,500 eggs a day. That means he had probably about 5,000 hens. So So here's a guy who thought he was in business, and it got ripped out from underneath him because he never owned the birds in the first place. And they say that the problem was because the egg business has declined because the customers, the schools, and the liquid egg market just evaporated because the restaurants have been closed. And they were customers for these liquid eggs, which really means cracked eggs that's turned into liquids. I guess they'd be called something like egg beaters at the local market if you could buy them. So here we have, and it's the same thing that's happening on our farm, except with cows. So the market, the slaughtering people, those guys have shut down the plants. So now farmers don't know what to do with their cows. Literally. Just like us. We don't know what to do with our cows except maybe sell them.
Argument for why we no longer want a centralized, just-in-time delivery system with our food. This is why it needs to be decentralized and produced on a local need-use basis. Agribusiness, in my opinion, is finished. It's gone. I no longer will support agribusiness and what we call storable commodities. We're going to work with non-storable commodities, alternative crops, and the local food production. And certain areas are going to need more food than others, like big cities, because they're not producing it. But across the river from New York City, every single skyscraper in New Jersey, at the top of their skyscraper, it's a farm. Every single one of them has that. There is no need for doing what we do and the way we've done it in the past. And as far as I'm concerned, agribusiness is finished. And I will never support agribusiness again. What I'm going to do is teach children how to grow food for themselves so that the worst case scenario, a child is able to produce 40% of the food they consume. Right now, it's less than 3%.
Let me continue on with this article, and it just puts an exclamation point on what you're saying. So this family that had the chicken barns that is now trying to figure out how they're going to stay in business, they used to get paid 15 and a half cents per dozen eggs, and they produced 4,500 dozen eggs a day. Oh, so the number of chickens they would have is roughly 5,000 times 12. Yeah, 61,000. That's correct. Okay, so now this family does not qualify for unemployment insurance. And it's waiting on a list for federal aid, just like everybody else. And the wife of this farmer works in a food service, in the food service industry. And she said that the death of the chickens isn't what bothers her. Now, that's really foreign to me. That would make me just sick as could be, the needless death of all these chickens. But didn't bother her. She said, don't sugarcoat it. It's what it is, whatever that means. What a silly statement that is. It is what it is. Huh. Well, she said it's painless for the birds. I don't believe that either. And she said she doesn't have a thing against killing the birds. It's just that someone can come in so quickly and they euthanize the birds. But it wasn't really that the killing of the birds that was the problem. It was that their paycheck was euthanized. That's what bothers her. Now, they also grow corn and soybeans. They're about 64 years old. Now, they could start an egg business that sells to grocery stores, but they don't have the equipment to grade the eggs for the retail market. They don't have the equipment to grade the eggs. Now, think about that. Why do they have to grade the eggs? Why can't they just sell these as farm-raised eggs? Oh, no. I guess the consumers want the eggs graded by size. They'd be large, medium, and small. They want to make sure that they're not fertilized. Well, you just don't have a rooster in there, and they won't be fertilized. But the problem is that their business was so big, and they were dependent on a sole-source customer that they're put out of business. And they did it to themselves through their naivete. they didn't figure out that if the guys that were buying the eggs stopped buying them, they'd be out of business. I guess they didn't figure that out. That's where we are today. People are not thinking things through. Now, in our case, I guess it's the same thing. Maybe we weren't smart enough. But here's what happened with us. So we raise cows. And can we sell cows? Yes. We can sell them to other farmers. And other farmers would be really interested in our cows because they're really nice cows. And calves. And bulls. And steers. Well, what happened in the marketplace in the last couple of days is that the processors, the finishing lots, have shut down. So now we have farmers who have cows for sale, but there's no place to put them because the slaughterhouses have been shutting down. And the government won't allow us to slaughter our own cows and sell them, because we are not USDA inspected, and they don't have enough USDA inspectors to inspect all the farms. So, can we slaughter them? Sure, we can do that. Can we sell them? Yeah, we can do that, but we can't do it legally. So now the question is, do we break the law to feed people, or do we let them starve? What do we do? That is our dilemma, and I'm not just talking about my family. I'm talking about all the farmers around here, because there are no buyers for cows. None. There are people who are hungry. There are cows. There are people who know how to slaughter them. But there's no market, because the government has gotten in the way. Just like the guy with the big hair at the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can't make up his mind. Top management. That's top management. I mean, there's no higher management than that guy, right? And he can't make up his mind. He changes his mind, you know, from morning to afternoon. Lock him down. Oh, the Constitution's in the way. Okay, then you governors figure it out. You do what you want. And then Georgia decides they're going to open up for business. And then he goes, no, you're not going to do that. So there's mass confusion. And there was a guy with white hair. His name is Mike Pence. And I remember the guy with the orange hair saying, look, all y'all, you're not going to say whatever you want. All information goes through my buddy right here, Mike. Mike Pence. He's going to be the filter for all information. And the minute he said that, it became a free-for-all. Now information is coming out from everywhere. And the president, Trump, is being contradicted right at the press club, office podium. He's being contradicted live by his own people. So who knows what to do? Nobody.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, let's give the class some numbers. So, employed people in the United States in the good old days, like a couple weeks ago, was about a month ago. It's about 155 million people employed out of the 328 million who live in this country. About 4 weeks ago, the secretary, the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Steve Mnuchin, said that the 3.3 million unemployed who have filed for unemployment insurance, that number of filings, the 3.3 million who just filed for unemployment the first week, that was not relevant. It was not relevant because the government was going to send out $1,200 checks, which I'm not sure if y'all have received or not. We haven't received our gift from the government, but that was 3.3 million that were, you know, not really relevant, according to the Treasury Secretary. Well, in the last 4 weeks, that number has grown 8x to 26.5 million. That means 17%, roughly, using their numbers, are now unemployed, that were employed in the good old days. Eight times more people are unemployed in 4 weeks than there were, you know, at the beginning of the unemployment filings as a result of the corona panic. That's just one more case of how did this guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? Just one more case, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere, literally. Springfield, Missouri, there's like a church on every corner. And if it's not a church, it's a fast food joint or a restaurant. It's on every corner in Springfield, Missouri. Now, all of them are closed, right? Can't have church services because they're closed. Can't go to restaurants because they're closed. And people were building them, and I couldn't believe it. I was watching this you know, for years, more and more and more churches and restaurants, any building, even a three-car garage, if it was available, became a church. Praise the Lord. Seriously, give us your money. Rick, it's very clear to me that we're going down and this cannot be fixed within 20 years. That's my take. Do you think that I'm out of my mind by saying that?
I don't know what to say to any of this. I've got my own ideas on what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm forming a university for children.
Let's talk about that.
Our children are, in my opinion, our single most important natural resource. And their education is essential for the continuance, education and awareness. And what's happening to them is that's being taken away methodically. The virus closed schools early. There's no plan to teach them anything. How's that work? Now, if I try to do it virtually using the internet, what do you think is going to happen to the internet?
I'm kind of watching it right now.
Watch and see exactly what I've just said in terms of trying to control our children. These kids don't even know how to do anything. And when I say that, they don't have shop anymore. They don't have mechanical drawing. They don't have home economics. They don't have... it's an embarrassment. And been done methodically. The kids were sent home early. What tool has been put in place to educate our children right now, above all the other things from euthanizing chickens to controlling unemployment? What is being done to our children right now?
You know, Rick, it's very interesting that you're saying this. We do things differently. We try to do things the right way here at our farm. And I've had adults look at me when I do an oil change. And it takes me at least 2 hours to do an oil change. And they look at me, and it's like, what's wrong with you, Finelli? Jiffy Lube can do it in 15 minutes. How come you can't do it in 15 minutes? How come? Because I can't violate the laws of physics. I can't do it. I can't get the oil to drain out of a drain pan in 5 minutes. I can't get it to do it because it won't all come out in that amount of time. It takes longer. And during that time, I check all kinds of things, like the drive shaft, the universal joints, the wheel bearings, the front suspension, the rear suspension, the shock absorbers, the transmission fluid, the engine belts. I check everything. Okay? It takes me longer to do it right. But what people think is that I have no idea what I'm doing because it takes me 8 times longer than it takes, you know, the engineers at Jiffy Lube. And that's what we need to teach our children, that what they think and what they've been exposed to is not the right way to do things.
Exactly. That is exactly correct.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.